Welcome to Salad with a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Jen Trepik, talking wellness and weight loss for real life. We're here to clear up the myths, misinformation, bad science, and marketing to teach you how to eat and how to cheat. Are you ready? I'm having salad with a side of fries. This week, we're talking about peppermint. I know, and you've gotten really into peppermint tea.
Peppermint tea, peppermint. Okay, I did replace my chocolate Hershey's Kisses with the peppermint Hershey Kisses for the season. I did buy an extra bag to hide in the fridge for when I actually need it.
I love it. So here's interesting thing. So peppermint's an herb, right, from the mint family that we know. It's native to Europe and Asia. It's used as a flavoring mostly with like breath mints, candies, candy canes this time of year, of course, right? And a lot of people really like peppermint as a naturally caffeine-free tea. So this sort of came up in conversation, but then also felt really fitting for the time of year. So maybe you're enjoying a candy cane at this very moment and you feel like I can see you, right? So I knew we had to talk about it. Now, I want to be very clear. The research on peppermint uses peppermint extracts. So no promises on your candy cane or your breath mints. And frankly, no promises on your tea even. But I still want to go through it. I think it's really interesting. And we can sort of use the research to understand and say, hey, am I getting this benefit from the tea? Do I notice this? Having said that, unless you're allergic, there's no harm, you know, in enjoying it. But let's go through some of the research. So maybe you've heard about tea, mint tea for digestion, right? Or mint in general. So there were animal studies that indicate peppermint may relax the digestive system and ease pain. It also prevents smooth muscles from contracting. So that could relieve some of the spasms of the gut. There was a review of 9 studies in 926 people with irritable bowel syndrome, so IBS, who were treated with peppermint oil for at least 2 weeks and concluded that peppermint provided significantly better symptom relief than a placebo. In another study with 72 people suffering from IBS, peppermint oil capsules reduced IBS symptoms by 40% after 4 weeks, compared to only 24.3% with a placebo. Interesting.
It is good for you.
Right? And we even see it with kids. So there's a review of 14 clinical trials on nearly 2,000 children where peppermint reduced the frequency, length, and severity of abdominal pain. There are studies that looked at nausea and vomiting connected to chemo treatment where peppermint oil capsules were helpful, potentially for the same muscle relaxant reasons. You'll hear people talk about peppermint for relief of muscle cramps or even menstrual cramps. You know, again, to be clear, these were mostly using peppermint oil, but it's possible to have similar effects from the tea. So I think it's also potentially connected to this muscle relaxation stuff that we see peppermint discussed for tension headaches and migraines. So there's some evidence that the menthol in peppermint oil increases blood flow, creating that cooling sensation, which possibly eases pain. So in one randomized clinical study in 35 people with migraines, peppermint oil applied to the forehead and temples significantly reduced pain after 2 hours compared to a placebo. In another study with 41 people, peppermint oil applied to the forehead was found to be as effective for headaches as 1,000 milligrams of acetaminophen. So again, now we have a topical application of peppermint oil. So will peppermint tea have the same impact? I don't really know, again, if this is about menthol. I don't know how much menthol we're, you know, that cooling sensation we're getting from the tea, but it's possible, you know. Interesting too, peppermint has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-inflammatory properties, which is likely why we see it used for breath and nasal congestion. Not breath congestion, but for breath and nasal congestion. That came out funny. So I think it's not a coincidence, right? That peppermint's such a common flavor in toothpaste and mouthwashes and chewing gum. The antibacterial properties can help kill germs that cause dental plaque, which also improves our breath. Other studies show that peppermint reduces several types of bacteria commonly found in the mouth. So also on the antibacterial front, one study using peppermint oil found that it could kill and prevent the growth of common foodborne bacteria like E. coli, Listeria, and Salmonella in pineapple and mango juice.
Wow.
Right? I know. So peppermint oil also killed several types of bacteria that often led to illness in humans, like Staphylococcus and pneumonia-linked bacteria. I mean, I think it's so interesting. So because of the antibacterial, antiviral, anti-inflammatory properties, peppermint may fight clogged sinuses due to infection, the common cold, and allergies. So some of the research looks specifically at menthol, like an active compound in the peppermint that improves the perception of airflow in the nasal cavity. Like think about when you're sick or even like remember VapoRub, like that menthol.
Oh, yes.
So given that it's possible, you know, for that menthol aroma, right, it's possible that the steam from peppermint tea may help you feel as though you can breathe a little easier.
Because you do breathe it in when you're making, you know, when you have that warm cup, you do smell, you take a deep breath of it and it's so refreshing. And,
yeah. So another note on the allergies, I mentioned it a second ago, but so peppermint contains rosmaric acid, a plant compound found in rosemary, which is part of the mint family. So rosmaric acid is linked to reduced symptoms of allergic reactions like runny nose, itchy eyes, and asthma. So in a randomized 21-day study in 29 people with seasonal allergies, those given an oral supplement containing rosmarinic acid have fewer symptoms of itchy nose, itchy eyes, and other symptoms than those who were given the placebo. So, you know, this isn't a huge study, but I just think it's interesting, you know, for seasonal allergies. Wrong time of year for seasonal allergies, more or less, but unless it's like dust mite that you're allergic to.
You can always have the Starlight mitts in your pocket like your grandmother.
That's true. So again, these studies are on more of the oils than tea, but I think there is evidence to say that maybe it is helpful, that maybe these things do extend to, you know, peppermint tea and things. So the next piece that was interesting to me was, it's so funny because, so there's evidence on two sides of this coin. And I'm not sure what the factors are that make both of these things true. So some people will say that peppermint is energizing, and other people say it's great for sleep and relaxation. And so I'm trying to reconcile, like, how can both things be true? So on the energy side, it's caffeine-free, but there is evidence that natural compounds in peppermint have beneficial effects on energy. So one study, it was 24 healthy young people experienced less fatigue during a cognitive test when given peppermint oil capsules. Another study of peppermint oil aromatherapy was found to reduce the incidence of daytime sleepiness. So maybe the energy thing is really more about mental alertness than what we typically think of as energy. Then on the sleep side, right? So sleep and relaxation, it could tie back to the muscle relaxant piece that we talked about before. So maybe it just helps you relax before bed. There isn't that much scientific evidence, but there was one study that showed peppermint oil lengthened the sleeping time of mice that were given a sedative. So, I mean, I don't know, right? I think this is one where you got to try it for yourself and say, how do I feel? Does it help me relax? Do I feel more clarity, mental clarity and alertness? And again, peppermint oil versus the tea, you got to see how you feel. So maybe you're thinking, you know, you want to add this stuff back in, right? Or maybe try to add a little extra mint in there. Oh, before we get to that, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about some of the research around peppermint oil and weight management, because people say it, right? So peppermint is sometimes touted for weight loss benefits. So the studies here are mixed. In a small study in 13 people, taking peppermint oil capsules resulted in reduced appetite compared to not taking peppermint. There was another study in animals that showed mice given peppermint extracts gained more weight than the control group. So who knows, right? What I think of when we think about weight management and peppermint, I think it has a lot of flavor. It's naturally calorie free. So I think there's a piece of this to saying when we have something that has so much flavor, we can feel more satisfied and potentially then eat less. I also think that the mint flavor impacts us in two ways. One, I think it neutralizes the taste buds to some degree. Like I crave sugar if I have too much garlic. So if there's something mint that cuts that flavor in my mouth, right, or kills that bacteria or whatever it is, then it could help with maybe cravings or other things that cause us to eat. I also think that because mint is the flavor of toothpaste, we have sort of like a Pavlovian response to a mint flavor where like, oh, we're done eating now when we have that mint flavor. So that's my two cents. More research really needs to be done to connect peppermint and weight loss. So again, research on peppermint tea, essentially non-existent. All of the studies were really peppermint oils, some you know, in pills, some like the migraine things, it was topical. But if you want to give more mint a shot, let's talk about it. So you could certainly, like we said, buy peppermint tea. You could actually make your own. It's super simple. Just buy fresh mint, boil some water, turn the heat off once the water's boiling, tear up some mint leaves, throw it in there, cover it, let it steep. Again, remember, naturally caffeine-free, so you could have it any time of day. If you think about it for its digestive properties and neutralizing taste buds, as I call it, maybe having it after a meal or a snack would be a great time to add it in, or maybe before bed if you notice that it helps with the relaxation piece. You know, I think because it has so much flavor, you could actually even just add it to water or club soda so that you have an alternative drink to sodas and juices. Because P.S., if you do slices of citrus fruit and a jug of water and add a little mint, it just helps make it sort of a little more depth of flavor and interesting. And full disclosure, I'm actually not a mint fan. Like, I don't like mint flavored things, but I can do peppermint tea and I can do like water that has the citrus and the mint in it. But like mint chip ice cream, not my thing. Mint brownies, not my jam, but to each his own. So quick warning, of course, if you're allergic, steer clear. If you're suffering from GERD or already know that heartburn is an issue for you, some people find that peppermint tea can trigger or worsen those symptoms. So you do you. Try it out for yourself. Remember, you know your body best. So just because we talk about something here doesn't mean it's the best thing for everyone. But there you have it. Peppermint.
Not just for Christmas.
Not just for Christmas. There you go. You know, no promises on your candy cane, but you know.
The mint tea, I do enjoy a cup of mint tea at the end of my day to relax and just say, that's it. You can put your feet up.
I love it. It is your relaxation.
It is my relaxation.
Well, Cindy, thank you again for being here and sharing your story and for all of your emails that you send me with your updates. It just makes my day every time.
Thank you so much for having me and for everything you do. you're touching so many people's lives, and even if it's in a little way, even if they try something new or they try one thing, start where you are and you'll see those big changes. Jen will guide you. Sign up, be a member. It is life-changing and worth the $10. I think you have said that many times. I would definitely give up a Starbucks for you.
Well, thank you so much.
So you are the value of one Starbucks coffee, but you get a month,
you know what?
And so
life
much
goals,
more.
Right?
And so much more. I think you're much more valuable than that cup of coffee.
I appreciate that so much. So everybody, I'm your host, Jen Trepik. Connect with me on Instagram or all social medias at Jen Trepik, JennTrepek. Please send me a message. I want to hear your takeaways, your ideas, your questions. This is also the easiest way to learn more about working with me. You can also visit the website asaladwithasideoffries.com. As Cindy just said, if you want to join the membership, go to glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries or click the link in the show notes. This shows your support for the podcast, this community, and your own health, most importantly. This week, you're getting the recipe for lemony shrimp and bean stew, the article, How to Order a Blood Sugar-Friendly Meal at Chipotle with 4 go-to orders, and access to your quarterly live Q&A session, which you can absolutely do in January. Don't feel like you have to do it right now. So truly, everybody, wishing you and yours a most wonderful holiday season. And we'll see you here next week for one more episode of 2021. Well, friends, that's it for today's episode of Salad with a Side of Fries. Congratulations for making yourself and your health a priority. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to click subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. Share us with a friend, and we'll be back next week. Always remember, you deserve it, and you are worth it. Happy healthy.